Tina, T-I-N-A, Dowdell, D-O-W-D-E-L-L, 58382. Today's 7-9. So 43-year-old woman comes in today because of urinary tract infection. Recurrent. Next number, she says that she started having urinary tract infection earlier this year. She had a bout of UTI, which was treated with antibiotics. That was back in March. Had a second one in May. This time, there wasn't much a sign of urinary tract infection. The cultures came back negative. She went to see an OB/GYN. She had a pelvic ultrasound, pap smear. Was told everything looks normal, in quotation. She's still having abnormal, but she was also having abnormal periods. She bleeds at least twice a month, every other month. Patient never was told if she has dysfunctional uterine bleeding. She was told that she needs to maybe take birth control pills, but when they sent her the prescription, prescription was Lystida, L-Y-S-T-E-D-A. No birth control pill was given. She was concerned that she may be going through the change period. In the paragraph, she's a school teacher. She has two children, two miscarriages, married over 25 years, period. In the paragraph, last period was 3 weeks ago, period. In the paragraph, social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. In the paragraph, family history. Mom had a hysterectomy. Dad's doing well. No colon cancer, breast cancer reported. Medical problems, possible thyroid issues in the past, no medication. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Childhood immunization is up to date. Colonoscopy, no. Mammogram is up to date. Allergy, none on drug allergy. Patient has not been on any antibiotics recently. Review of system. She does have some dysuria today. No hematemesis, hematitis, no seizure, convulsion. Her weight stable. No frank bleeding noted. Neurological, non-focal. She weighs 167 pounds, no significant change, 98.2, 98, 20, 75, 150 over 80. Heart positive, home positive 2, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, extra JVD, skin shows no ashram, mucosa with an original joker, non-focal. Your analysis shows positive leukocytes. Number one, UTI. Number two, treat the current UTI with macrobid. Number three, bladder ultrasound, abdominal ultrasound within normal limits. Number four, history dysfunctional uterine bleeding. That needs to go back to the OB/GYN as far as which medications, what birth control pills to treat. Next number, I'm going to treat her. I'm going to go ahead and get blood work, including estrogen, progesterone, testosterone level, and estradiol. Next number, check thyroid. Next number, check hemoglobin A1C. Next number, I'm also going to give her Diflucan, 200 milligrams for 3 days after she's done with the macrobid. Next number. I've also recommended using vaginal estrogen cream 3 times a week for vaginitis, as it seems like patient is perimenopausal at this time. Next number, for her to come back in 2 weeks. Next number is no hormonal replacement was prescribed at this time. Next number, we'll have to see another OB/GYN for possible birth control pills and or bioidentical hormones. Next number's pap smear was negative. Next number is both ultrasounds today, and the ultrasound at the OB/GYN was within normal limits. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, we talked about double voiding. Next number, we talked about emptying bladder after sex. Next number, has had some issues with vertigo. Next number, carotid ultrasound within normal limits. Next number, dysfunctional uterine bleeding. Next number, check CBC. Next number, check the hormonal cause of dysfunctional uterine bleeding that was discussed with patient. Next one's come back in 1 month. Next number, if any changes or problems noted, she'll call right away. Thank you.